Welcome to this short presentation about experience modification rating, or EMR. So today we're going to learn about what is EMR and what's its importance and why is it important to calculate it for a construction firm. So what's EMR? It's basically experience modification rating. That's what EMR is. Understanding your experience modification rating, or EMR, and monitoring it regularly is a key in reducing your workers' compensation costs. As an employer, you're going to pay an insurance premium to insure your workers against work injuries, and that's called workers' compensation. It's also an excellent measure of how your loss prevention and control practices stack up to others in your industry. Imagine two identical contractors, one of them having a good safety record and one of them having a not so good safety record. Should they be treated equally? Of course not. How are we going to distinguish between them? First of all, in their past experience, when they're applying for a new job, they have to show the clients, or smart clients ask for a safety record to compare the track record of that contractor. If that contractor is deemed to be unsafe, then the client would not award their job to them. It would be one of the pre-qualification criteria or one of the evaluation criteria. Now, from a bottom line standpoint, does it pay to be safe? This is basically what we're going to see through this presentation. Companies who effectively manage their safety programs not only understand how this works, but also have assigned someone to monitor this on a regular basis. So someone, usually in the office, is monitoring their EMR. Is it going up or down? Is it staying flat, etc.? It has a direct correlation to how much you pay in workers' compensation premiums, therefore a direct effect on your overhead and ultimately the total bid price. And this is where it's very important, because if you are in a very tight job market and you're trying to save as much money as you can and you're trying to bid as low as you can to maximize your chance of winning the bid, then in this case, saving on that workers' compensation premium that you're paying is definitely going to help you achieve that goal. Many safety-conscious corporations are refusing to use the service of vendors or subcontractors who do not control their experience modification rating or have an experience modification in excess of the industry average, which shows that they have a bad safety track record, at least worse than the industry average. So the EMR compares companies nationally for workmen's compensation rates. A rating of 1 is the industry average, and that's for a new company. A company that starts today would have an experience modification rating of 1.0. A company that has been in the business for 10 years should have an EMR lower than 1.0. If it still has 1.0 or even above, more than 1 as their EMR, that means they do not have a very good safety track record. So values greater than 1 for companies with poor records, because the more accidents you have, the more injuries that are reported or recorded, then this is going to have an impact directly on your EMR. Values of less than 1 are for companies with good records, because again, if you keep working for a certain number of hours per year or certain number of years without having any reported accidents or injuries, then this is going to reduce your EMR. Think about it as your insurance premium that you pay for your vehicle, for your car. The more accidents you have, the more traffic tickets or speeding tickets you have, that's going to increase your insurance. The more years you have without any accidents or any tickets, then that's going to reduce your insurance premium. The EMR helps determine workers' compensation insurance premiums. How is it calculated? Simply speaking, your EMR compares your workers' compensation claims experience to other employers of similar size operating in the same type of business. So it's comparing apples to apples. Most employers who have an annual premium in excess of $3,000 will receive an EMR by the insurance company. Your EMR is calculated by the National Council on Compensation Insurance, NCCI. Or in some states, an independent agency. Your independent insurance agent can advise you where yours is calculated. So depending on your company, where you're working, who is going to calculate your EMR. In general, each year insurance carriers report to the calculating agency your class codes, payrolls, and losses for the last 5 years. The computing agency uses 3 complete years of data ending 1 year prior to the effective date of the rating period. Now, this is very important. Accidents that you have had last year are not going to be reflected on your EMR. They're going to be reflected on next year's EMR. Accidents that you have this year will not be reflected in next year's EMR. They're going to be reflected in the following year. So they have a long staying effect. So for example, a rating in 2005 will normally not use 2004, but would use 2003, 2002, and 2001. So right now, for example, for 2013, it's not going to use 2012. Your track record in 2012 is not going to affect your EMR for 2013. It will, however, affect it for 2014. So for 2013, it's based on 2011, 10, and 9. While the format may appear complex, it compares your specific payrolls and losses to the industry average losses for like business of similar size. If you are at the industry average, your EMR is going to be 1. If your experience is 20% better than average, then your EMR is going to be 80.8. Or if it's 20% worse than average, it's going to be 1.2. Now, what kind of classes of employees is it documenting? All the employees. But is someone going to say, for example, that the risk of a steel connector who erects structural steel for a high-rise building, is the risk they're going to be exposed to is the same as someone doing a clerical job in an office? Of course not. So again, it's going to have, for each one of these different jobs, it's going to have a certain risk assessment, and the premium is going to be corresponding to that risk assessment. So for that steel person, it's going to be much higher than someone doing a clerical job. It makes sense to reward companies that practice effective safety and claims management techniques over those who do not. In effect, the EMR just does that. An example below illustrates the difference between a company with a 0.8 EMR versus a 1.2 EMR. So the two companies have exactly the same payroll for the same class of employees. The rate per $100 is 8.25. So the premium is going to be 8.25 times 800,000, that's 66,000. For the EMR of 0.8, that's going to reduce your premium by $13,200. Therefore, what you're going to be paying actually is 52,800 versus someone who has an EMR of 1.2, that's going to add $13,200, which makes their payment 79,200. Look at the big difference between these two, 79,000 and 52,000. So we're talking about $27,000 just in insurance premiums difference. That can make a difference between a winning bid and a losing bid. How do I get it? Typically, you'll receive an EMR sheet each year prior to your policy renewal date. If you are unclear of your company's current EMR, your insurance agent can help you locate this. Your EMR is also listed on the declarations page of your workers' compensation policy. So this is where you can find it. Again, looking at an example here, two identical companies. One having carpenters, the payroll for the carpenters is $200,000 and the workers' comp is $13 per $100 per of the payroll. So the insurance cost is $26,000 for the carpenters. Electricians, it's $5 per $100 of the payroll, so it's $2,500. Masons, it's $6 per $100. So obviously in this case, the carpenters are deemed to be, their job is more risky than that of electricians or masons. Your total payroll is $330,000, so your insurance cost is $33,300 based on this. If you have an EMR of 0.7, so 0.7 of the 33,300, that's 23,310. An EMR of 1.2 times 33,300, that's 39,960. So again, that enforces the same idea that we've seen in the previous slide, which is if you have a good EMR below 1, that's going to make a big difference from having an EMR greater than 1. So the difference between the two is going to be $16,650, which is basically, again, can make the difference between a winning bid and a losing one. Remember that the EMR is calculated using a company's accident records for the first 3 of the last 4 years of operation. Therefore, your EMR for the current year does not consider your record for the last year, only the 3 years prior to last year. So this is basically our introduction or our discussion about the EMR that you need to know about, and you need to know how it's calculated and what's the impact of having a good safety record on the bottom line of your company, especially when it comes to paying for insurance. Stay safe, and I'll see you in another presentation.